Blog Talk Radio.
I am here, David. Can you hear me?
Great to hear. Yes, we can. Unfortunately, I can actually hear you. But as I was saying, this every show is an award show. I want to thank our house band, Titty Bingo, from Florida, from Texas. We're in Florida. They're from Texas. And they provide our theme music for us very nicely. And we encourage you to check out their music because they do some kick-ass rock and roll. As a matter of fact, their latest album is available right now. It's called Live at Pedernales. That's PEDERNALES. And if you don't have a copy, you should definitely pick one up. You and all of our guests pick the awards winners on this show. There's no fancy balloting, no phony awards committee or selection committees or anything. If you know someone that deserves an award either for something really special or for something incredibly dumb, just let us know. Email David at thedavidbowers.com and put awards in the subject line, and we'll be more than happy to pass on your awards because we believe everybody should get an award when they deserve it, whether it's for something or
something incredibly dumb. And I have no idea what that beep was in my ear there. We have, let's see. We have awards today, as a matter of fact. And first, I want to say that this is a very special day, as you're probably all aware. This is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show. First exposure in the United States, their first live appearance. And for those of us antiques that were around to see that, it was indeed something really special. Over 40% of the people in the United States who had televisions were tuned in to that one show. So, and I don't think anybody but David Letterman remembers what was playing on the air on the other networks at the time of that show, because he was probably one of the ones that was watching it.
David, I do have a question for you then.
Yes.
Can you tell me what was David Letterman's reaction and what was his memory?
You know, actually, I tried to get him to come on the show today and tell us that, but as you know, he has a special on this evening, and he's being very proprietary about it. He wants to keep all of his comments safe for his show tonight, which is on CBS at 8 o'clock. As a matter of fact, CBS has dedicated the entire evening to the 50th anniversary of the Beatles appearing on American TV on the Ed Sullivan Show. 50 years ago to the hour is when the interview program starts with Letterman. So our first award today, and if I may have the envelope, please. Thank you, thank you. Our first award today is for that group that debuted 50 years ago, February 9th, 1963. Most people were still watching black and white TV. This was the day after President Kennedy made travel, financial, and commercial transactions by U.S. citizens to Cuba illegally. Tom Jones was the Oscar-winning movie, and it was 9 months before Doctor Who first premiered.
Doctor Who?
And in 4 months from today, Johnny Depp will enter this world. And 11 days later, How the West Was Won would premiere. They would record their entire debut album, Please Please Me, 2 days from that at Abbey Road Studios. They would do the entire album in 1 day. So, our first The David Bowers Awards today goes to the Beatles. How about that, John Bon Jovial?
Yay!
Hey, the sound of two hands clapping. Usually we have the sound of one hand clapping, but
well, that's only because I wasn't able to get the applause sound effects queued up in time.
Ah, we've got an engineer for that. We have an app for that. Also, I'd like to take a second to thank our listeners around the world. And today I seem to have feathers in my throat here. Today, a big shout-out to all our listeners up north, because we have some great followers in Canada, too many to name individually, but thanks to our Canadian club. Don't forget, drop us a line and tell us what you like, don't like, whatever ideas or comments you had. We do love to hear from all of our listeners. John Bon Jovial?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Also, David Bowers Award goes to R.J. Galloway of Nashville, who studied classical piano and popular composition at the School of Hard Knocks, University of Life, and he's celebrating his birthday by listening to the David Bowers Awards today. And I can't imagine a better way to spend a birthday than spending it with us. And so we want to wish you a very, very happy birthday, R.J.
Happy birthday, dear RJ. Happy birthday to you. Congratulations. Thanks for sharing your birthday with us, RJ. So remember, everyone, if you've got something or someone you think deserves an award, email david@thedavidbowers.com. Put awards in the subject line. Also, congratulations to Tommy James, who tells us that, let me read to you what he said. Said, I wanted to let you know about an administration deal I just struck with Sony ATV Music. In addition to my early catalog, they will now be handling my post-1974 masters for music, film, television, and commercials. He goes on to say, I'm very excited about the new opportunities that this latest deal with Sony ATV will open up for my music. They're clearly the major player in music publishing, and I'm thrilled with this expansion of our ongoing relationship. Our congratulations, Tommy James, and, of course, the Shondells. This is also the day of the Olympics, and, of course, we are just past what was billed as a Super Bowl.
That was a Yonner Bowl is what that was.
Yeah, that didn't exactly come out the way that people had hoped for, but they still managed to get an incredible audience, so I guess bad is good. Let's see.
112 million people that tuned in to watch that game. 112 yep. million. Can you imagine that?
And even more for the halftime show.
You know, and that's only a fraction of the people that listen to the David Bowers Awards.
Yes, unfortunately, my listeners are fractions of people. No, I can't say that. We've got some wonderful listeners out there. I've got some listeners.
Actually, I think we're all candidates for the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, The Fractured Fairy Tales.
I think that's true. John Bon Jovial, who's our first guest today?
Well, today our first guest is going to be the Como Brothers Band, and they've got a really interesting take on the music that they do, and we're going to be speaking with them in just a few minutes. But first, we want to play for them their first song. David, I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce that.
And I'll do that right now, and hopefully we'll have the Como Brothers on the line in 3 minutes and 53 seconds after you listen to Straight Face.
Growing on you, you say I'm really nice. I think you're pretty stoned. Well, you can't be growing on me. I want you in my life, but you can't be my own. The clouds are keeping me down, pushing my feet to the ground. She wasn't there when I woke up, leaving me broke. Yes, I can say it with a straight face. Your love is for me, and I've been thinking about your kisses hidden under the tree. love was too late. I feel my heart melt. I look like a fool. Well, ice cream, it comes with a spoon, with sprinkles on top, a cherry or two. The clouds are keeping me down, pushing my feet to the ground. She wasn't there when I woke up, leaving me broke. Yes, I can say it with a straight face, your love is for me.
Hello, are you there?
Hey, how are you doing? This
okay.
is Matt Como.
Okay. Yeah, actually, David, I think we're having a little bit of a glitch right now. I think your mic is off. Why don't you try muting your mic and unmuting it again, because I'm not hearing you in my cans here. This is the
is
joys.
And
the, there you go. There you go. The joys and the beauty of live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I think we're...
Sometimes it screws up.
I think we're having some kind of technical difficulty because my mic was on. I don't know. Maybe it has a mind of its own, which is probably more than I have at this point. Nevertheless, welcome aboard, Como Brothers.
Hey, thanks for having us on the show. How's it going?
Hey, pleasure to have you. Now, which one of you is Matt and which one's Andrew?
This is Matt speaking right now, and my brother Andrew.
This is Andrew right here.
He was the one who actually sang that last song.
All right, fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the Como Brothers.
Well, we're two brothers from New York, and, you know, we just really love music and writing songs. And, you know, for whoever who will listen, it's an honor to be played on the radio and to have everyone's support, so.
Fantastic. How long have you guys been performing together?
Well, we've been pretty much since I've known them. I mean,
yeah, they
dad
are.
Has,
after all, you got to remember, right?
My dad has five brothers, so you know he actually used to play in bands when he was younger, and so you know when they had us and had all the family parties and the uncles over, they would always play in our basement. So my brother and I just, we wanted to jam along with them. And
sure.
So we picked instruments and, you know, eventually we were got good enough to hop on and play with them. So.
Yeah. When you get strong enough to play at home, then you can, when you can play in front of the family, then you can go professional. So how long have you been professional now?
Well, we released our first EP together when Andrew, you know, around when we were 18, and that was in 2010. We've been playing throughout high school and throughout college, and we released two EPs, one in 2012 and one in 2013, and then we just released our first full-length album, and it's all original songs.
Tell us about the original music. Now, you say it's all original. This is stuff, this is material that you have written?
Yeah, the way we do it is, we co-write a lot of stuff, but the way we go about writing is, you know, sometimes Matt will write a whole song or I'll write a whole song, or sometimes we'll sit together and say, let's do something from scratch, or we'll just pull ideas together that we had alone. So, I mean, the writing process always, you know, always is different.
Well, now, this tune that you just that we just played of yours, Straight Face, is an interesting sound. This is not, this is not what we would class as conventional rock and roll or conventional teeny bopper music or anything like that. What's the feeling you had? What gave you the idea to create this particular piece of music?
Well, actually, that song in particular, I was actually in a pool in Orlando, Florida. We were on vacation. And I just had this melody in my head, and I literally jumped out of the pool and ran towards the hotel room. And I had a mini guitar, travel guitar, and just wrote the melody and wrote out the words and everything right on the spot there. So that was kind of a weird song. It just kind of came to me while I was swimming in a pool. And I guess it's fitting because it's, you know, it's a happy summer song, and it was a sunny Florida day that day.
Absolutely. We do have a few of those down here, and I'm glad to hear that our state is represented in your music. Myself, being a transplanted upstate New Yorker who spent some time in California and Arizona before winding up back here in Florida again, I can relate to that. John Bon Jovi, you have a question for him.
Yeah, I do. Guys, that's a great song. It really is. But I'm curious, the wind instrument, is that a tenor sax or is that a clarinet?
That's actually a soprano sax.
Okay. Did I say tenor? I meant that. Excuse me. I'm an idiot. That's what I meant with soprano.
Of course you did.
That's what I meant. I just got to think of Tony, and I'll think soprano. That's, you know. But that's a really nice, unique sound that the saxophone brings to that, and it's just got a real nice, whimsical feel to it. And, you know, there's parts of Florida that, you know, that's really apropos. It really is.
The guy's name who made it is Pasquale, so he's an artsy dude with a hat all the time, one of those fedoras.
Well, you know, I think in order to play music these days, I think you need a fedora of some type. It's almost
right.
It's a mandatory accoutrement.
Someone in the band has to have it, so that's that guy. We have a music video for that song, and you can see him. He's like a 6'8" goofy saxophone player. And, you know, it's on our YouTube channel, but it's a funny day in our hometown in Port Jeff, and you see the saxophone player kind of walking behind my brother singing the song the whole time.
Do you have plans on bringing your particular brand of music down to Florida someday if you guys are going to tour?
Oh, yeah, we would love to be down there.
And, of course, you'll keep us on your mailing list so we'll know when you're going to be here.
Absolutely. That's one of our next goals, to kind of set up an East Coast tour where we can travel up and down the coast and hit all the main spots where, you know, supporters have been asking us to come down. So Florida is definitely one of those awesome places to do it.
That was one of the questions I wanted to ask. If you are doing touring, if you're planning on touring, and you know, if so, when and where. So you're playing primarily in the New York City area right now?
Yeah, New York City, Long Island, and Connecticut area.
And you mentioned also your YouTube, which would be a good time for us to sort of slide into a little more self-promotion for you guys. Tell our audience where they can find you. We know you have a YouTube channel. Tell us about your own website, where they can find you and your music.
Sure. I mean, youtube.com/Como Brothers Band and all of our websites. I mean, if you Google Como Brothers Band, you'll kind of see our website, www.comobrothersband.com. And we actually did two music videos for the last album that we released. And we released it in October, and it's 12 songs. The album's called Baby Steps, and it's really our first full-length album that we could be really proud of, that we spent a lot of time making it, and, you know, we're really happy with it.
Fantastic. That's great. Now, the album is out now, of course, and listeners can find the album and get it where?
They can get it on iTunes, actually.
It is on iTunes.
Yeah, all 12 songs. Again, it's called Baby Steps. And, you know, it's about half and half, my brother and I, singing-wise, and Straight Face is one of those songs that's on it.
Right, and that picture on the album cover is you guys?
Yeah, that is us when we were, you know, just starting out. And my dad happened to be the photographer back then, and he took a snapshot of us playing on the piano.
Well, the picture you're referring to isn't the picture of the two little kids on the cover.
Yeah, that's it, actually, yep.
Oh, okay, because you actually look considerably younger in the picture.
Yeah, my brother kind of looks like that today, actually. So.
Well, guys, this is your opportunity here to take advantage of us and perform blatant, crass commercialism and promotion. So tell us about, in addition to iTunes, how people can reach out and find you and communicate with you, whether it's through a website or Facebook or Twitter. You know, people want to know how to find you, and this is your platform.
Inquiring minds want to know.
The best way to reach us is, you know, we're on Twitter a lot. It's at Como Bros Band, so that's just Comobros Band. And, you know, if you also give us a Google, you can find all our websites. We're on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that.
Instagram is the big one, at Como Bros Band, and you can find a lot of our stuff. I mean, we're on there all day long, so any message a fan shoots us, we're kind of immediately responding.
And I can vouch for the fact that the Como Brothers are among the performers that actually do their own social media. And if you message them, you will hear back from them, because in part I can vouch for that, because that's how we got in contact with them, was through social media. I ran across the boys and their music on, I can't remember exactly, I think it was Facebook, and tracked them down and asked them if they'd be interested in sharing their story and music on our show, and voila, here they are, and we're so glad you are here. And how's the album being received so far?
It's going really well. Have you ever been to L.A.?
Oh, yes.
Many times. Many times.
Well, I was just there for the first time. I just got back last night, actually. And, you know, in terms of the album being received very well, we received two awards last night. And it's called the Artist in Music Awards. And
that's right, the Artist in Music Awards.
Yeah. It's an indie music award show. And we just won last night. We were nominated for five categories, but we took home two awards, and it was Best Composer and Best Album of the Year. And those were two of the
big categories. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, it was really cool. It was fun to be in L.A. for the first time.
Yeah, it's a great place, a great area. And unfortunately, a lot of people go there. They only see L.A. If you ever get a chance to spend some time out there and see the rest of Southern California, it is really amazing, because like the old joke that goes around, you can water ski and snow ski the same day. This is true. You can be in the mountains in 2 hours. You can be in the middle of the desert in 2 hours. You can be in Mexico in 2 hours. Really, really a neat place. And I did, in fact, have a note on here. We just hadn't gotten far enough along in my notes. I was going to ask you about your trip to L.A. and what you thought of the town. Obviously, winning a couple of awards while you're out there made the trip a lot more exciting, I'm sure, and let us be among the first to congratulate you on your awards. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we had a great time. I had a great time over there, and I actually have a funny story from when I went there. I did one of those tours, you know, the Starline tour, and they give you
right.
They kind of the hills and take you around, and we ended up in front of Bruno Mars' house.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have a CD on me, but if I did, I literally touched his mailbox. I could have just thrown it over the gate, you know, just thrown a few over and see if he listens.
Really? Let me get this straight now. You guys actually went touring Los Angeles and didn't have your CD on you to give away?
I didn't. No, I brought it with me. I had it in the hotel room, and I didn't bring it. But I was right outside of his house. He lives right on this road overlooking L.A., and not to be stalkerish or anything, but I was just, like, trying to look in the windows. Is he home? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I think we got I think the LAPD has got you on the list right behind. As soon as they clear up the Justin Bieber case, they're going to face your stalking case. You didn't cast any eggs while you were there, right?
No,
I took the first fire. Oh, okay. Well, tomatoes are cool. Eggs get kind of messy. Well, congratulations again on your awards. That is fantastic. Yes, folks, that was one of the lists of things that are happening right now, the Artist in Music Awards, and we are so glad to have the winners of two of the awards on our show here today. That was a very happy coincidence. We love it when things work out like that.
Well, you know, I know that you know, you guys winning the awards, it was an honor for you, but having you on here on our show, it's an honor for us as well, and we're just thrilled to have you here.
Oh, thank you. No, please. I mean, it's great to be invited here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you, and we're going to give the folks another taste of your music here in just a couple of seconds. Why don't you, if you would please, tell us a little bit about the next song, which is Late Nights.
Oh, cool. This is Matt speaking, and we actually did a music video for that song as well. And it's a song about overcoming struggles in life and, you know, getting redemption over that and overcoming your fears. It has that kind of theme, and, you know, hope you like it.
It sounds like you have overcome most of your problems up to this point, well, except the one about going around to Los Angeles without carrying copies of your CDs, but I bet you won't make that mistake again. We are so happy and proud to have had you on the show, and I really think we're going to be hearing a lot more of you in the near future. Please do keep in touch with us. We want to have you back on in the near future. Best of luck to you, and thank you so much for joining us here today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Como Brothers Band, and this is called Late Nights.
Alrighty then, that was Late Nights by the Como Brothers Band. A couple of boys we're going to be hearing a lot more of, I'm sure, out of New York City, Long Island, as a matter of fact. And we're so glad to have them with us today. And also congratulations again on picking up two Artists in Music Awards last night in Los Angeles.
David, I got to tell you that that's impressive as hell. Picking up those two awards, you know, that really is.
That's
excellent. And you know what? This is the first time that we've had an award winner like that on our show in the little over a year that we've been doing this. And I'm just absolutely thrilled that they agreed to come on board with us today. I think it's great.
I am too, and I'm happy that our booking people were able to, coincidentally, there was no connection with the fact that they were on the awards, that we were able to get them booked for this show, but I'm real glad that it worked out that way. Great to have them on, especially.
The booking department came through for us. They sure did.
The booking department came through for us, and we'll pass that message on to my buddy Dave Letterman, too, because his booking department does some interesting things, too.
We got some exciting news, too, David. We've got a new sponsor.
Yes, we do. We have a new sponsor and friend, High Tech Imaging. That's a full-service digital printing lab in Naples, Florida, right here in beautiful Naples, Florida. They do some amazing things for home, office. Believe me, when you think of decorating your home or office and you want to impress someone, whether it's clients, your significant other, your family, or even just yourself, believe me, some of the things they can do in your home will really blow your mind. Be sure and check them out. You can find them online at hitechimaging.com, then that's spelled H-I-T-E-K. There's no C in there. Hitech, H-I-T-E-K, imaging.com. John Bon Jovial?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have waiting on the line for us now our next guest, and we are very, very pleased, very excited to have with us today Kim Cameron. And she's a musician extraordinaire. That's all I'm going to say about her right now, because we're going to let you judge for yourselves. But she is quite the songstress. And David, I'll let you go ahead and talk about her music, and let's get her online afterwards.
I have had the pleasure of speaking with Kim several times in the past. She and her band Side Effects have done some great stuff, and we'll be talking about that in just about 3 minutes and 41 seconds. But first, I want the audience to hear some of her music. So here, ladies and gentlemen, Kim Cameron, Side Effects, and a song called Now You're Mine.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Little engine that always knew. I'm tougher than nails, blazing rails. We'll be right back.
awesome. Kim Cameron. That's called Now You're Mine, and this is called Kim Cameron. Hello there, Kim.
You know, what I was really interested in was listening to that great introduction. I had not one, but three varies when you guys were describing me, and an extraordinary. I think that's the first time. Very, 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 and
hey,
extraordinary.
Hey, you know, well, Kim, we aim to please. What can I say?
And as you know, Kim, I've had the pleasure of speaking with you in the past, both about your music and some of your other work that's music-related, which we will get into in just a moment because I want to share that with the audience. But welcome to the show, and we're so glad to have you here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I mean, last time I know we tried to do this, I was on tour in the Caribbean about a year ago, and
yes,
we just could not get that connection to work as much as we tried. And before that, boy, we've known each other quite a few years, I think.
Yes, it has. It goes back to a show I did, I was doing, three, 4 years ago, another show out of Nashville, and that's where our paths first crossed, and I was really impressed with what you're doing, and you haven't disappointed. You're still building it out, and what we don't have time to go into today is, because we want to feature your current music, Kim can also rock out. She's not limited to just dance music. So if you get the chance to go through her website and go through some of her other music that's available online, you'll find that she is a very versatile as well as talented performer. Kim, what are you doing nowadays besides making hit dance music?
That's been consuming me, that, and I'm working on a number of different projects. The other one that takes up probably half of my time is this children's book series, and so I've been on tour. You really want to hit it while all the kids are in school, so I've been going everywhere from L.A. I'm going to Florida in 2 weeks and have hit South Carolina and New Jersey and Staten Island and throughout the D.C. schools, and doing a book reading with puppets, of all things.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's really, what I found is puppets have power, and it's amazing how much power a puppet has. So, you know, once people find out you have puppets, you are God. You really are God.
We have seen that. We've seen that through the years. Even going back, I know, to medieval times, puppets were a very big thing, not only for children but for adults too. Of course.
Well, look at the power and the influence that we've seen just in our lifetimes with the Muppets.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
And the influence that they've had, not only from Sesame Street, but, you know, the Muppet Show itself. And, I mean, even today you're seeing them in car commercials.
Well, you can go back before that for antiques like myself. Think back to the early days of televisions. One of the very first television shows was a puppet show, Howdy Doody, by Bob Smith out of Buffalo, New York. Puppets have always played a role, not only in entertainment, but in music and communication, in several facets, in drama as well. They have dramatic puppet plays.
Well, I'm a believer. I will tell you that as soon as I walk into a school with my puppet program, and it's like it's this weird thing that happens, but absolutely, without a doubt, there's supposed to be, let's say, 80 kids supposed to come in for the puppet show. There's always like this secret, super secret class that sneaks in, or a couple of, other classes that sneak in. And they all look at me. Is it okay? We have a couple classes that we weren't planning on. Is it all right if they attend? And it happens every single time. You always have these, last minute kind of teachers who didn't at first think this was a good idea, and then they heard there were puppets, and all of a sudden it's this great idea.
Sure.
But it's absolutely been a pleasure to go around. I these are kindergarten to about third graders, and every school is different. Every attitude is different. I will tell you that the diversification that I'm seeing, around the country is amazing. The questions I get from the kids are amazing because they are so different and unique. Like one of my favorite questions I got in L.A. and asked me if I were dead. And I said, I looked at him, I said, well, I'm pretty sure I'm still alive. And the teacher then explained to me that all of the authors that they had been reading about, like Dr. Seuss and the such, they were all dead. So they were surprised that an author had showed up and was still alive. But the way their minds work, you know, and you just, and you can you watch and it's just so fascinating, and I'm loving every minute.
Well, that is fantastic, and it's a it must be a really exciting and fun thing to do. I have to show a little bias here, not to disparage my listeners around the country and around the world from other areas, but I heard you mention Florida and the fact that you are going to be appearing. Are you going to tell us where you're going to be in Florida?
Yeah, my puppets show is taking me to the Fort Lauderdale area where I have several schools that I am doing my puppet thing. And so that is on the 20th and 21st down in Fort Lauderdale.
Is this something that's going to be open to the public?
You know, I think it's closed to the school. So if your kids are going to that school, then
I may have to go adopt a couple of kids because I live not too far from Fort Lauderdale. I have to see if I can't find a couple of kids to borrow for the day or something. If you find any kids down there that need a parent for a couple hours, give me
there
a call.
It is funny because now the calls for requesting are coming to us. Which, you know, is kind of the opposite of where you start. But it's just how fast it spreads when you have this puppet show that goes on. And so right now I'm trying to squeeze in as many dates, but I recently was performing with PS22 out of Staten Island, and at that same day I did a couple of puppet shows at some of the other public schools up there. By the time I got back, two more schools had found out about it and said, when is she coming back so she can – do our schools next. So
awesome.
I can't even leave, you know, the city before, you know, the puppet takes its own life. It's really, really amazing. That's fun, and I love the questions.
That is. I was going to say, a puppeteer and a musician all in one handy package. I mean, that's incredible. It's got to be a first for us, David.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret here. That's not those aren't the only sides of Kim Cameron. As I said, she is very versatile as well as talented. Kim, you've done a lot of work with and for our military and our veterans. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, it's another one of my passions, and couple years ago did a tour specifically just for the Veterans Administration, where I went to the different hospitals and we did a number of free concerts all around the country, which was just such a pleasure. And it was probably, you know, it's got to be in the top five of best concerts. I mean, I did so many that I'm not sure I could cherry pick which ones I liked over the other, because all told we probably went to 15 different hospitals. And then we also hit Walter Reed, and I hit Walter Reed every year. But they're all extraordinary, and they're all different because all the hospitals specialize in something different. So you don't have the same, you know, some are dealing with the PSD, some are dealing with, you know, sort of leg or amputees, some are dealing, so that it's compartmentalized, and so you see a different flavor of different injuries going on. But you get to meet some incredible folks, and they have these great stories, including stories of, one of them that sticks to me and hasn't, you know, left is this World War II nurse that I met. And she was just as sweet as can be and would tell me stories of how, you know, when she was over in Germany and she would help the boys coming in, and, you know, all she wanted to do was get them a stiff drink because that's really what they needed. And she wasn't allowed to give them a stiff drink, right? So it was just, that was a and continues to be a really soft, you know, part of my heart goes
well,
out to them. And
I'm really proud to know someone like you that is doing so much, and in your case, not only just for the veterans, but for our up-and-coming citizens, for the children of this country, too. You're definitely to be complimented on a very honorable effort in all areas. Oh, you're very welcome. Tell us now, first off, tell us how the listeners can find out more about you, how they can hear your music, where they can find you.
You know, the best way is really to go to my website, because what I've done is integrated my Twitter feed, and I've integrated the videos, and I've integrated the music, which are all living on different websites now, but they all are feeding into my website, which is sideeffectsmusic.com. So that's SIDEFXmusic.com. And I also do a weekly blog, which I'm a little late on today in publishing. But, you know, it was funny. Somebody asked me this question about what do I have a website for? And while I put up a website because I thought that was the marketing reason to put it up, and what I found is I need the website to keep myself organized, because I am constantly being asked for, you know, press photos, or can I do this, or can I tour at this place, or, you know, what's the book about? And so I just needed to create something where I could have my music, my tour, my pictures, my blog, everything in one place. So that's really the purpose, is to keep myself organized, and it seems to work with my band members as well. Whenever they get a little confused, they just go there.
That works. You can turn your website into not only a marketing tool, but a day planner at the same time.
Exactly.
Kim, your current album is called what?
My current is called Still Spinning, and it's for those who really love to dance, because it's got several remixes on it, and so you've got not only not all remixes, because people would go absolutely crazy if they knew how many remixes of different songs were out there at this point, but it's got my current singles that have hit billboards, like Not Into You hit number 17 in October. That's on there along with several remixes. It's got the latest that you played earlier, Now You're Mine, and several of those remixes. And this week we made it up to number 22. So I'm hopeful and crossing my fingers that we're going to break in the top 20 next week. And it's got some other fun originals on there. It's a real dance, upbeat album. And the album before that is of that same genre, same vein, called Spin Me Ever After. So Still Spinning is sort of, I wanted to continue the whole mantra of, you know, we're having fun, we're, you know, spinning until we drop, really.
Well, that was very nice, the way you led right into the direction I was going and wanted to go with that, including mentioning your other current chart maker and the fact that you do have two songs currently on the Billboard Disco charts climbing up there, and we wish you every success in the world. We hope you make it all the way to the top of those charts, and I want to take a second to thank one of our chat room people, Candy Kane. That is a likely-sounding name for you. But I want to thank her for having jumped in as we were talking and posting your website address or your Facebook address on our chat room for all the people in our chat room, which is a very active chat room today. I want to say hello to everybody there, too. But we are going to move on to the other hit that you have charted, which you mentioned for us. And we thank you so very much for being with us today. We'll look forward to having you come back in the future. You keep us posted of what you're doing and the big things that are happening with you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Thank you, Kim Cameron and Side Effects. And this is her other currently charted hit, called Not Into You. there you are, Kim Cameron, Side Effects. It's called Not Into You. Thank you very much. We're so pleased to have Kim on, and it was so good to talk to her again. I haven't spoken with her in about a year when she was, we tried to get her for the show, and she was on a tour down through the aisles and everything on a cruise and didn't take me along with her, so we weren't able to get together on the show either, but maybe next time. Anyway, thank you so much, Kim. We're going to have still to come. We have Michael Allman. We have Judy Rodman coming up with Rockstar 101, and we also have another special surprise in just about 5 minutes, or well, maybe a little more than 5 minutes, but in just a couple of minutes. But first, John Bon Jovial has a word for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, David. Just before we go on, we got to pay a couple of bills here. So we want to let you know about a very special place here in Naples, Computer Help USA. They are kind enough to lend us their facility during the weekend so we can broadcast live from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida. Computer Help USA is a company that specializes in every aspect of computers, whether it's a PC or a Mac, whether it's website hosting, email issues, networking, domains. We are there to help you out in any way that we possibly can. Computer Help USA, it's just because we're located in Naples doesn't mean that we can't help you nationally and internationally, because we can provide remote desktop support if you're sitting in Des Moines, Iowa, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Saskatoon, or in Paris. It doesn't matter. We can help you and hop online onto your computer, take it over remotely, and affect the repair that you need and do it very, very economically. If you are interested in that, please visit our website, which is www.comphelpusa.com. You can email us for more information at support@comphelpusa.com, or you can give us a call. The area code is 239, the phone number 596-6112. That's 239-596-6112. David. David.
There it is.
There we are. Okay.
Here today to talk to us on Rockstar 101, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Judy Rodman. Judy, are you there?
And the crowd went. How are you?
We're doing just fine. How are you?
Good, good.
So glad to have you here with us today, Judy. Now, I know you have, since your recording hits days, you have started your own voice academy of sorts.
Yeah, I kind of have developed different hats. If you're in the music business, you pretty much have to do that. So I'm becoming kind of the wind beneath other people's wings, and, you know, still singing myself, but it's so been such a blessing, you know, to become a part of other people's journeys too. And yes, I'm a vocal coach, and among other things, and So I work with other people all the time now, and it's just a great life.
Well, now you have been on both sides of the desk, as it were. You've been an aspiring talent. You've been a hit talent, and now you are working with more aspiring talents. What do you have to share with us today on Rockstar 101?
Well, I thought that maybe a good thing your listeners might want to kind of consider is what the heck success in the music business means. Okay?
Sounds good.
So do you want me to go ahead and punch
go
the
right
page
ahead
here?
It's your class.
Okay. All right. First of all, and I'm obviously seeing people come to me for different reasons, and a lot of times they have not quite fully figured out why they're coming. So it's to be successful in the music business, My suggestion is to start by answering the most important question first, before you try to put any money or heart into time into things like training and writing and recording and performing, because those can take a lot of all that heart, money, and time. You really need to answer this question for yourself on the front end, and that is, success look like to me? What would I be satisfied with at the end of the day, having expended all that expense, of heart, money, and time? And I want to suggest five different answers to that question that people can have. All of them are completely legitimate. But these five answers will also answer how much of an investment you want to put in. Okay, the first one is that you really want to sing better. You write or play or whatever you want to be able to do better in music. And it's important to your heart and part of your life balance to actually be good at your music. It's not necessary that you make music a career or that you ever make money at it or that you recoup all of your money at it that you spend. But you love doing it and it fulfills you to do it well. And sometimes, often it also helps you with your main career because it helps your mind. It helps you develop the other hemisphere, if you know what I mean, and integrate it. And it's just you end up happy and better at everything. Things that would be successful, would be that you become a great karaoke singer or a choir singer, or you do jam sessions without embarrassment with family and friends, or you just do the occasional performance, that sort of thing. Okay, that's the first answer that could be quite legitimate. The second one would be that you want to get good enough to audition or participate in a talent show of some kind and not be embarrassed. And maybe even place or win. College music programs, maybe you want to get into the college music programs and you need to audition, so you need to, up your level and get better at it, so you want to invest some in that. Or those TV talent shows that so many people go out for, you want to do that. Or you want a part in a musical or other kind of production like that. So that's a level of success if you can try to train and invest, to get that. Then another answer to the question would be you really want to do some seriously good music on the side. You want to do a recording project that might never pay for itself, but that's a legacy for you, and it's really good, Or you want to do some special performances to get a casual band together to do some part-time gigging. For instance, I thought of three band names for like a bunch of doctors that would get together. If they were doing a trio that was doing a rock gig, on the side to balance out their daytime job as doctors with all the stress that involves, they could be called Three Doc Night. If it was a jazz group, they could be called, the Cardiac Jazz Attack. Or if it was blues, the Code Blues, or something like that. But it's great fun and really improves the lives of serious professionals in other realms. And they really want to be good at it because that's kind of the way they live life. They really want to be good at everything. Okay, so that would be another level of success. A fourth answer to the question, what does music success look like, could be that you have a professional reason to get better at singing or writing or playing. For instance, you're a side musician that needs to get better at singing background to get better live tours, okay? And that's really, I have a lot of people that come in like that. They're great guitar players or bass players or pianists, but to get live tours these days, it really helps if you can sing, background. Or you're already getting live show background vocals or jingle or session studio work, and you want to up your game a level, Or you're a songwriter and you need to sing and play better so that you can write better melodies, which you do if you can sing or play better. Or you want to perform or demo your own work. It's going to save you money and also you get exactly what you want because you're doing it. Or you're a public speaker. You know, you're a seminar or teleseminar host, keynote speaker, salesperson, teacher, coach, voiceover talent, minister, or, you know, or just need to speak for a living, or you need to even talk to kids. You may need to get rid of some vocal strain, or you may need to gain some vocal ability that will make you a better or more effective communicator. So that can be a reason that you, that can be a successful, if you're able to do that, then you can say, I'm successful and I'm really glad I got that training to do that better. Now, the last level would be that you are potentially good enough to actually have a major career and a primary career as a recording or performing artist. That doesn't mean you're going to do it, but that you are potentially good enough and you decide that you want to devote a certain amount of time to find out if you can get that bandwagon rolling. For this kind of success, you need to understand some things. One, you need to understand the odds are great. You'll never break even. It's a gamble that you've got to be willing to take. And like all gambles, you need to be fully informed of your chances as possible, you know, so you know how much is that you're willing to invest of time, money, and heart. Next, you'll need to develop a network of industry insiders. That takes time and patience and careful persistence and developing a reputation that's based on things like your personality, your likability, your abilities, and your usefulness to others, okay? It's you have to be useful to others as well. You'll need money for training, recording at least a demo, and gigging costs, because at first you'll play for free or you'll pay to play. You'll either have a backer, you'll have savings you're willing to dip into, you'll have a day job, or you'll have all three. Then you'll need to develop a circle of accountability to keep you safe, an entertainment attorney, friends and family with good business instincts, other writers and singers and business insiders who've gone down the road before you. And a good circle like this will both caution you when you're about to step off a cliff or be scammed and encourage you when you're almost there but losing heart, because there's been plenty of stories of really big artists that almost gave up except for the, some friend or other person in the business that just encouraged them to stay the course just for a little bit longer, and then they got over the hump.
Judy, let me ask you a question. What do you say to the guy or the girl that's out that doesn't necessarily have some of the resources that you're talking about, and they're trying to get noticed, and they're sitting on the street corner with their guitar case open, and they're playing their heart out, and some of them are horrible. Some of them are really great, but they're out there playing, and that's all they've got, trying to get noticed. What do you say to them?
Okay, this is what I would say. You don't have to have a ton of money to start up and develop a fan base. What they're doing in the first place, if they're on the corner there, they need to have some business cards or something that they can hand out as they get those collections, and they need to be learning how to develop a fan base and capture those names and addresses so they can build on that. Because here's the truth. You don't get a deal, you don't get a great manager and stuff like that till you don't need one. I mean, till you need one only to go the next level. The industry as we know it today is looking for somebody with a fan base. They really don't care how good you are. They want to know that you have a fan base. I mean, am I right or am I right?
Absolutely.
And so what they can do is know that. And they don't have to be bitter about it or anything. It's just the way things are. So what are they going to need to do? They're going to develop a fan base and capture it so that they can, as they grow, they'll have those people that they can go back and say, okay, I've recorded this demo. What do you think about it? You know, and that kind of thing. They need to get some kind of day job or something, or have some alternate way to make a living so they're not desperate. And so they can also invest in some simple things like some kind of computer where they can get on and have a free Facebook page and do the work, develop a Facebook following, you know, get on all these things, Reverb Nation. There are so many free ways that you can, and cheap ways to get websites that you know, they have to learn. They have to be investing that time and energy into learning the basics of what they need to do that simple thing of developing the fan base and capturing those names.
Very good. Very good. A lot of really, really good advice compacted into, well, less than 10 minutes there. Judy, I want to thank you so much for coming by and sharing your insights with us. I know we'll be having you back in the future because you have a lot more information to share. But for the people who are hanging on your every word right now and would like to know more, how do they contact you?
Again, kind of like Kim was saying, my world sort of revolves around the hub of my website. They can contact me directly from there, and I'm real quick at answering contact questions. But it's just simply www.judyrodman.com, J-U-D-Y-R-O-D-M-A-N.
Works for me. Thank you once again, Judy. So glad to have you come with us and share that a lot of information there. I'm sure there we'll have some listeners who'll be going back and listening to it again. Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you, Judy. Great to be with you, David.
Thank you. Bye-bye now, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in the near future. Judy Rodman, who has her own voice coaching business in Nashville, for those of you who are looking in that direction. We've got to move right along because we're going to have Mr. Michael Allman is going to be with us in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to be listening to some of his music. But before we do, I have a special guest I'd like to bring on right now, and I've got to check with John Bon Jovi. I believe... That's the 95 number there, John?
Yeah, he's there. He's waiting. I spoke with him just a few minutes ago.
Just
one of the boys. That's the only thing I'll tell you.
No,
one of the boys.
This guy's a little more than one of the boys. This is my good friend and brother Joe Bonsall, Banjoey himself. Hello, Joe Bonsall. How are you?
Well, hello, David. How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing just fine. How are things out there in Arizona?
Well, we're doing good. We had a couple big shows here already, and in fact, I'm sitting on the front of the tour bus right now. We're all fixing to roll over to Prescott, Arizona for a big sold-out show tonight at the Yopley College there and for the Center for the Arts, and we're excited, man. Everything's going good, Dave. It's great new year already for the boys.
Oh, fantastic, and Prescott is such a beautiful little town. Be sure and say hello to all the boys for us. And before I get to what the first reason that I wanted to have you drop in on us today, I do want to give you a chance to get your own plug in, and that being that you guys are doing something unique. You've just signed with another record label. You've just got obviously a great deal or you wouldn't be doing it, but you're doing something really special. You are going to give your fans and followers the first ever live Oak Ridge Boys album.
That's right, David. We've signed with the largest independent record label in the world, Cleopatra Records, and we have delivered them a live album full of hits that we recorded on tour last year, and the album's called Boys Night Out. It drops on April 15th. And we're really excited about this relationship with these folks. They're a worldwide entity, and they're going to put it out in vinyl. Hey, for us old guys, David, yeah,
awesome.
Vinyl. We're going to go vinyl. And
absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I think. And we're excited about it. They're excited about it. And if folks will follow us on Twitter at Oak Ridge Boys or follow us at our website, oakridgeboys.com, we'll have more and more information regarding the album as we get closer to release time.
Fantastic. I only have one question about the album, Joe.
Yeah.
You have my mailing address, right?
I do, David. I do indeed. And I promise you, you will have
you will have
an advance.
You and the boys have been so special to me ever since that first time we stood there for an hour outside your tour bus in upstate New York talking about music, the business, and all kinds of stuff I don't remember.
Wasn't the show in the dirt?
Yes, you made the comment.
Yeah, I thought it was like a dirt floor, as I recall.
right in the arena where they hold the rodeos and everything. And you said, "Boy, it's been a long time. This may be the first time we've ever performed in dirt."
Well, you know, I enjoyed listening to Judy Rodman. Man, Judy is an old friend of the Oak Ridge Boys. We've known Judy since the '70s, and she's got a great thing going on there. And it was great to hear her and get a free seminar from her.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the features I love about that Rockstar 101 feature we do, is the fact that we've got, free information from the professionals for upcoming artists, and it just makes me happy to be able to share that information with them. And you get somebody like Judy that has so much to give and is so willing to share it. It's just something special.
Oh, yeah, I think so too, David. Nice of you to put that kind of stuff on, too.
Oh, my pleasure. Joe, the reason that I thought of having you stop in as a special guest here before we bring on Michael Allman is because I know that you and the boys are doing an Allman Brothers tribute album, and I thought this would be a perfect tie-in for you to come in and give a salute to Michael Allman as well as the entire Allman family, and also tell us about this tribute album you're doing.
Okay, well, we're not doing a whole album. Cleopatra Records is doing the tribute album. We sang one cut. We recorded Ramblin' Man. And,
okay.
We were really excited about it, too, because as soon as we handed in our live album to them, they came back to us and said, "Hey, we're going to put together a big Allman Brothers tribute album. We'd love for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part." And so right away, man, we started working on Ramblin' Man. We recorded it, sent it in to them, and it came out really, really well. And, you know, we're all Allman Brothers fans, man. I mean, heck, who isn't? And we just all grew up on that good old Southern rock and roll sound, and it was an opportunity for us to stretch it out a little bit and lay some Southern rock on them.
And when is that going to be available? Because my next question is going to be who else is on the album, but I definitely want to hear your Ramblin' Man cut. That sounds like something not to be missed. When is this going to be available?
I have no answers to those questions. I know we did our part and sent it in. I don't think we know when it's coming out for sure or who else is on it. I know that that we did ours, and we're thrilled with it, and so are they.
Hey, the only thing I like better than asking what is referred to as a good question is asking the one that nobody can answer, because that means I've really pressed my luck.
Well, David, let me say something. The longer you talk to me, the more questions you'll find that I don't have an answer to.
I don't know. You do a pretty good job. As a matter of fact, you've got a few books out with a lot of answers. What's your current book project, Joe?
You know, I'm working on something new, David. I don't really know what to write. Everybody that does like my reading and my books has asked me time and time again what I'm thinking about and working on. But I just I don't know what to do next. I've got a big novel in the works, and if I ever finish it, I don't know. I hope I can finish it by the time I'm 90.
And for our listeners who have forgotten since the last time we had you on, give us your websites again.
Well, you can contact all of us and follow us at oakridgeboys.com. My website's Joseph S. Bonsall, BONSALL.com. And you can get information on my books. They're at Amazon and places like that. And, of course, Oak Ridge Boys music is available everywhere. We've got at least 200,000 songs on iTunes.
That's a nice round number, and I am a regular signed on to your to the Oak Ridge Boys website, and I can attest to the fact that it is a fun as well as informative site. And the thing I like about it is it's an interactive site. You can really go in and get involved. And actually, for an internet addict like me, you can actually spend way too much time going through that website. But Joe, I want to thank you again for stopping by. Again, my best wishes, and on behalf of myself, John Bon Jovial, our new engineer, Nick the Geek, and all of us here at the David Bowers Awards, we are just so happy to have you as a friend and have you come by. Door is always open for you guys.
Thank you, David. Really appreciate you. You're doing a great work there. Hello to everybody, and see you down the road somewhere, I hope, David.
All right. I'll be looking for you. Keep in touch. Again, best to all of you and the boys. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you,
John Bon Jovial.
Yes, sir.
Where are we on the show here? We got to keep things moving, I know.
We got to keep this thing moving along here. You mentioned Nick just a minute ago.
And I want to let our audience know who Nick is. Nick Rogers, who has a company called Jungle Productions here in Naples. And we've been talking to Nick for a long time about having him help us with the show. The reason why we have Nick here is because of his expertise. We are in the process of ordering some new audio equipment that Nick is going to be installing for us and helping to set up, and he's going to do some real true engineering of the show, today's his first day with us, and he's just kind of kicking back and listening to just to see what it is that we do, complete with mistakes and everything, we chose Nick, again, because of his expertise, and there's anybody out there that's listening that really needs some good quality audio production and engineering, you want to get a hold of Jungle Productions. They've got full 32-track Pro Tools, HD digital recording facilities. They are into producing their own music. They got a couple of their own records. Sonic Pictures, which is done by one of Nick's partners, a gentleman by the name of Drew Connor. Upcoming later this year, they're going to be having a release called Congo Island. Again, Drew has written all the music for that, and Nick has done the engineering. And if you listen to it, the production values really are quite spectacular.
Maybe we can get them to premiere it on our show.
I think that with a little bit of arm twisting, we'll get that done. For those of you that are interested, go to YouTube because Jungle Productions and Nick Rogers, they have a YouTube channel called Jungle Productions FL, and that's all one word, no spaces, Jungle Productions FL. And if you need to get a hold of them, just drop them a line at jungleproductionsfl@gmail.com. I see that we are supposed to be having our feature guest, Michael Allman, coming up, but I don't see him about 4 minutes
hearing
on the console yet. But I know that we do have some Michael Allman music that we want to play in the interim, so I'm going to let you go ahead and take that away, David.
And I'll do that. Michael should be with us within the next 4 minutes or so. At least I hope it is, because this is not a five-minute song. And we'll be talking to him momentarily. I do want to mention for fans of Judy Rodman and country music, I apologize that we are a little behind schedule, and I could only play a clip of her song. If we have time at the end of the show, we will be playing her entire song from 1986, Until I Met You. Beautiful song. And if we have time at the end of the show, I will close the show with the complete song. So for the moment, this is Michael Allman and A Mule Named Whiskey.
I left town on a mule named Whiskey. I guess this time nobody's gonna miss me, so silent desperation on a sweaty mule's back. I thought I found a crossroad, it was a train track.
Michael Allman and a mule named Whiskey, and apparently something has come up with Michael, and he's been delayed or can't make it, and that's unfortunate because I know we have a raft of his people that have been listening. I got a lot of reaction from his followers who are tuned into the show, and hopefully he'll be able to recover and give us a call back any minute right now.
Yeah, I got a somewhat cryptic message through text basically saying that something had come up, was apologizing profusely to us, and that he's going to make every effort to get with us in the next few minutes or so. No other information other than that at the moment, but look, we've had Michael on in the past, and we know that he's a sincere, righteous guy, so we're just hoping that everything is okay.
Absolutely, and I know I am have been really, really impressed with Michael's music, and Michael has spent a lot of time working to craft his own style, his own following, because, you know, obviously he's a part of the Allman Brothers family of bands, and this is such a tremendous group. Of course, the Allmans are going through a transitional phase right now, and they may take something of a retirement. Of course, they're losing two of their members who are going to retire from the band and go their separate ways at the end of this year. The Tedeschi and Trucks band is going to go their own path. There are some rumors about what might happen. We've even heard one that they may get an old name back with them. A lot of that remains to be seen, but the Allman Brothers have said that they are going to take something of a hiatus. They're going to retire, as it were, and who knows what the future holds for them. I know this is going to be the last year for the Allman Brothers as we know it, and Michael has worked really hard, as I said, not only to craft his own style, but to be able to be successful in his own right and, you know, not ride the coattails of the family. And he's done a tremendous job of it. And I know for a fact, just from the response and reactions that we have gotten, the messages that we've gotten since we announced he was going to be on the show, that he has done it. He has built up his own legion of followers, and to the point that the chat room has been pretty well loaded today. We've just about maxed out the chat room, so it's possible that some of our listeners haven't even been able to get into the chat room, and it's unfortunate that something has happened that Michael has been unable to be with us, and we will definitely take every step possible to have him on in the future if we can work it out, because it's you know, he's a tremendous artist in his own right, and he does some great music. As a matter of fact, we're going to play another of his songs, which is among my personal favorites of his, and he supplied the song, so it's not like I arm wrestled him and said, we got to have this song on the show because I love it, but I think it was nice that he picked one of the songs that just happens to be a personal favorite of his by me, and we're going to play that for you and hope that Michael gets with us in a couple of minutes here, because we'd sure love to be able to sit and talk with him and hear what his plans are, what he's doing, where he's going, and what he's doing with his music. So for the next 4 minutes and 15 seconds, we're going to give you a little bit of a thing called Laid Back by Michael Allman. Whatever the situation is, I hope he's laid back and getting it handled. We're awfully sorry that he isn't here with us today, but hey, we'll see if we can't get him back on in the future. In the meantime, you can find his albums online. You can find Michael online. He is often on Facebook, and you can hop on the Facebook and get in touch with him that way. And we wish him the best, whatever is going on over there. We do have some other items to talk about. And as I said, if there's time at the end of the show, we will play the entire Judy Rodman song for you, Until I Met You. That coming up in a bit. But first, John Bon Jovial.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Tell us what's happening on our next show, because I know we've got a special show coming up next month.
Yeah, we do, actually. It's going to be kind of a unique program and an approach that we haven't really taken in the past. We are going to be doing a throwback thing to the late 70s, and we're doing a disco special. You know, pew, 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 call me John Travolta. No, don't call me John Travolta.
Sit down.
I don't have my white suit on. But we're going to have be featuring an author, and his gentleman's name is James Arena, and he's going to be talking about his book, The Divas of Disco, and introducing his follow-up, The First Legends of Disco, with musical guests Rob Parisi. You may remember Rob from a band called Wild Cherry, and they had a big, big hit called Play That Funky Music, White Boy. And we're also going to have Alpha Anderson, formerly of Chic, and Joe Henry of Double Exposure. There's also a gentleman that we're going to be talking to. His name is Anthony Smith, and he's going to be holding down Rockstar 101 for us. So all that and a lot more. Hopefully we'll be hearing from Michael Allman in the not-too-distant future, but if not, well, you know, we wish him well with whatever happened. And, David, I'll hand it back to you.
I thank you so much. And yes, next month's show is going to be very interesting because it is a slightly different tack. One of our featured guests is an author, James Arena, who is about to introduce, as a matter of fact, right around the time of our show next month, which is March 9th, his next book, the second book in his series on disco music. And he has had he has been fortunate enough to have talked with many and worked with many of the artists from the disco era, many of whom are still in the business, as you know if you've paid attention to the Grammy Awards recently. Niles Rogers is back in action. He exploded with a thing he wrote for Daft Punk and won a couple of awards. He has announced this week that we can look forward to a new album from Chic in the very near future. As a matter of fact, you can go online and listen to a track from that upcoming album by Niles Rogers that's been released. Well, I don't think it's really been released. It's sort of somewhere between released and leaked, but it is available online, and you can check that out. Niles Rogers back in a big way, and he is a tremendous talent, both as a musician as a producer. He has produced a lot of the stars. We'll also, as John Bon Jovial just told you, we'll also have a gentleman by the name of Anthony Smith, and he is going to be on holding class on Rockstar 101. Anthony Smith, you may recall, is a country singer who's had a few country hits of his own and has written hits for many country artists. A lot of the songs you'd be very familiar with. You can Google Anthony Smith or check him out on Wikipedia. Pardon me, it seems to be something in the air today. But yeah, Anthony is a singer, songwriter, record producer. He recorded his first album, If That Ain't Country, on Mercury back in 2003, and came out with three top 40 singles out of that. And he's also written hits for Tim McGraw, Trace Atkins, Montgomery Gentry, Rascal Flatts, George Strait. And he is working, producing, and arranging for several emerging upcoming artists. So you check him out. He's had quite a history, and he is still going strong, even though he's not, you know, he's not doing the recording bit as much now. He's concentrating on working with new and upcoming artists. John Bon Jovial.
Yes, sir.
Take it away for a second, and we'll get on. I've got another song to play here in a moment.
Okay. Well, we're going to hit the long and dusty trail here in just a few moments, David, but we wanted to
Before we play that beautiful song from Judy Rodman, we wanted to just let you know that the David Bowers Awards, that's us. We are produced by the David Bowers for Stick It In Your Ear Productions, and we come to you live from the studios of Computer Help USA Beachside in Naples, Florida, and we're available for free download, free on Blog Talk Radio as well as iTunes and Spreaker. Please be sure to follow us and click on our link on Blog Talk Radio and get announcements and reminders of our upcoming shows, and be sure to like the David Bowers on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And as I had mentioned to you just a few minutes ago, we want you to join us next month, March 9th, for the David Bowers Awards Disco Special with featured guest author James Arena talking about his book Divas of Disco and introducing his follow-up first Legends of Disco with musical guests Rob Parisi of Wild Cherry, Alpha Anderson, formerly of Chic, and Joe Henry of Double Exposure. Plus, we've got a hit maker, Anthony Smith, that David just spoke about, and he's going to be holding down Rockstar 101. All that and much, much more on the next The David Bowers Awards Sunday, live on Sunday, March the 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Until then, this is this. Who am I? until then, this is John Bon Jovial for The David Bowers and all of the crazies here at the Asylum for the David Bowers Awards. We'll see you next month. Peace, love. Thank you very much, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, John Bon Jovial. It's going to be a fun show next month. And don't forget now, we love to hear from you, our listeners. The address for email is david@thedavidbowers.com. It's simple enough that even I can remember that. Also, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at The David Bowers, and we look forward to hearing from each and every one of you, whether it's a compliment, a complaint, a question, an idea, and if you have somebody you want to issue an award to, just tell us who, what, and why on an email to david@thedavidbowers.com. Put awards in the subject line, if you would, and we'll be happy to present your award on the air. Want to thank everyone in the chat room today, and we have had a full chat room. I mean, Kathy was – a lot of our regulars back again. Kathy was there, Candy Kane, Sylvia was also with us. Sylvia, how are you doing? Also, Thysia and several others. Let's see, Jubiles and too many to mention, but, of course, there's always all the guests that are – that are checked in but don't have their own named account, so they come up as numbers. It looks like an attendance at Folsom or something. Guest 1163, guest 843, guest 846, and all the others. We want to thank you so much for being there. You are what this is all about, and you are why we do this. Getting to share this all with you is what we really love to do. Thank you so much, and we'll leave you right now with the entire 3 minutes and 55 seconds of Judy Rodman's 1986 chart topper, Until I Met You. So long, everybody.